Mani Orason auf Flux FM. I woke up waiting um 15.17 Uhr und er ist jetzt hier auch bei uns im Studio. Nach 16 Jahren oder mit 16 Jahren hatte er seinen ersten Hit in seiner Heimat Island gelandet, danach Festivalauftritte und Gigs in ganz Europa. Mittlerweile steht schon das zweite Album vor der Tour. I woke up waiting kommt dann am Freitag raus. Herzlich willkommen, Mani Orason. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me here.
And you're looking fine.
Thanks. You too. I so like your stash.
You brought sunshine with you. What have you done today?
Well, today I practiced a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Just for now, because we're getting ready for this tour, and I'm playing with a band, so I was just rehearsing a couple songs, acoustic.
Okay. You're rehearsing here in Berlin?
In Potsdam.
In Potsdam?
Yeah.
Okay. And where?
Just at the drummer's rehearsal space.
Okay. Yeah. He is from Potsdam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out Fabius.
Let's talk about your new record. What were the circumstances of your second record? I read that you had a real hard time.
Yeah, definitely. I came out of, after my first record, I fell into, a deep depression.
Okay.
And, I moved back home to my parents and was just started our studio with my dad and was just locked away in this room and I made this record about it. Yeah.
Also er hatte, nachdem er sein erstes Album aufgenommen hat, ist er irgendwie in ein tiefes Loch gefallen, hatte so eine Art Depression und mit dem zweiten Album hat er sich da quasi wieder ein bisschen rausgeholt. Is the title of the record connected with your situation back then?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, to me, I woke up waiting just meant, like, I had, in a way, not much to, or, like, not many hopes to wake up to, in a way. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like all my dreams or things I wanted were not coming true or, like, had come and gone, in a way. So it just felt like I was in this elated state of nothing, in a way, frozen.
Frozen in your bed?
Frozen in a room, being sad by a piano.
It is really remarkable that your album is so positive. It sounds so positive. It is like giving a strength to the listener and giving hope.
Yeah, I mean, that's really great to hear that it's perceived that way because it is such a heavy album and it is so personal and it is like I don't know, I think it's just like difficult to make something and to know how it's gonna be perceived because it is heavy and I'm glad that it can be seen that way.
Also das neue Album klingt sehr, sehr positiv, obwohl er eben in so einer Art Depression drin war. Und das ist doch sehr bemerkenswert. Which records helped you through your hard times?
Loads. I'm a big Bruce Springsteen fan and I delved into his record Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Mm-hmm.
That album made me see that I could do that. In a way, or like I could channel my own issues and insecurities and make something out of it in a way.
Ja. Also viele Alben haben ihnen durch diese Depression auch durchgeholfen, unter anderem eben Bruce Springsteen. How was the progress of getting your music on to tape? I mean, you can play many, many different instruments. Is it just you we hear on I Woke Up Waiting or is it a whole band?
It's all me. In like 2016, I opened the studio with my dad and basically when we weren't recording anything else, I would just like lock myself in there and I'd write songs and I'd demo them. And that was a process that probably took almost a year. But yeah, I play everything on it except for like French horn and... Und Cello und Strings, ja.
Okay, also er hat alles selber eingespielt, alle Instrumente selber, außer ein französisches Horn und ein Cello. Und vor allem hat er ein Studio zusammen aufgemacht mit seinem Vater. Why is your father your partner in crime in things or in terms of music?
Yeah, to a point. My dad, he always had a guitar laying around the house when I was a kid. And he used to blast Deep Purple and rock in the car and is a big... he's a big rock dude. So I definitely got a lot of music from him, and he's always been really with me on this. I mean, my whole family has, and my parents, and yeah, kind of in a way. Okay. I send him my demos, and he's like, yes, okay, very good, man.
We need more wah on it, or yeah, more cowbell.
No, that's what he says. He's like, this is good, but it needs a guitar solo. And there's no guitar solo on the record. I betrayed him.
Also mit seinem Vater kommt er verdammt gut aus, vor allem auch so in Sachen Musik, weil er eben dieses Studio zusammen mit ihm gegründet hat. Er schickt ihm auch immer die Demos und dann sagt er meistens, weil es so ein alter Rockdude ist, ja, so ein Gitarrensolo wäre doch nicht schlecht, aber irgendwie hat sich dann doch kein Gitarrensolo auf das neue Album von Manny Orrason verirrt. And now it's your turn, you're gonna play a song for us.
Yes,
live on your acoustic guitar.
I'm gonna play a song that I wrote here in Berlin a couple years ago.
Oh, that's nice.
It's called Walking by the River.
Okay, yeah. So grab your guitar and do it. Manny Orrason of Flux FM.
Should I adjust this? Should I get it closer?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Can you all hear me? Okay. Walking by the river where the war went down, I know I am here, but I don't know how. I got to Berlin when all I am is an insecure man with a weak back hand. Oh, I feel the shiver as my light dies out, but I gotta deliver to the talent scout. It is now or never, it is go or stay, but if I ain't together, I'll be on my way. But oh, I'm tired of running away. Oh, I'm tired of hiding the shame under layers of clothes and under excuses I wrote. And I wanna get better, and I guess I am. Everyone is happy and I got a band. I'm holding on to this last thing on the list. Oh, knowing most young kings get their heads cut off, I can't shake the feeling that I've had enough. But time it passes on, and here I am, writing my songs, my dreams, my plans. Show me more than rivers, show me more than pain. I want to tell you stories, but I have no name. I blame myself for dreaming and all my thoughts, 'cause inside I'm screaming, I guess that's the cost. But oh, I'm tired of running away. Oh, I'm tired of hiding the shame. Layers of clothes and under excuses I wrote. And I wanna get better, and I guess I am. Everyone is happy and I got a band. I'm holding on to this last thing on the list.
Wow. This was so beautiful. Walking by the river, Manny Oranson. Thank you very much. What is the story behind the song? You taught us before. It was written in Berlin.
Yeah, parts of it.
Oh, okay.
The first verse and bits of the first chorus I wrote in Berlin a couple of years ago. I was here. I was playing like a few different shows in Berlin, and I don't know. I mean, at this time. My first record had recently come out, and I think I was 16 or 17, and I was going through this thing where I had this like imposter syndrome in a way, or like I was not in a place where I was able to acknowledge my situation or like my successes in the past, and like I was just extremely cynical and just like had a very pessimistic outlook and was like had not enough faith in myself in that regard. Right. And it's basically just like that feeling when you think you can't do enough, or you're not good enough for what you want, you're not good enough for your own dreams in a way. I guess it's just like a contemplation on that feeling of feeling like you're not enough in a way.
You have some companion videos out for your new album. The newest one is for this song we heard a few seconds ago, Walking by the River, which is out since Friday. Those videos are giving a nice view behind the scenes. What is the idea behind it, and how many videos do you have in your pipeline?
We felt that it was really important to create a story for the songs, or to give a deeper look into the making of them and the stories behind them, just because like I think giving something context broadens the scope in a way, like how you can experience something. But that said, like I still don't think that art should need anything more, or that it needs a backstory in a way, like just because I think anyone can perceive it as they like, you know, like you can see this record however you choose to digest it, you know, and it's not the responsibility of the artist or whatever to create that space. But yeah, for this, we wanted to like give a better outlook both into like my life in Spain and then in Iceland. We went for a couple weeks to Spain and Iceland and filmed around. And during Iceland Airwaves Festival last November.
Yeah.
And it's been really good, and it's been really interesting, at least for me, to delve into that world after making the album.
Also sind ein paar Videos rausgekommen zu einigen neuen Songs von der neuen Scheibe. Da wurde dann einiges gezeigt von Island und auch von Spanien, wo er dann irgendwann hingezogen ist. You are from Iceland and you moved to Spain. Where are you living right now?
I just moved to Berlin.
Ah, that's nice. Where?
I moved to, in Schöneberg.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I got a...
David Bowie style?
Exactly. Wow. I was so happy to find that out. Him and Iggy lived like 8 minutes from my place.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm very happy about that. Yeah, I was really lucky I found a place. I just moved in like a week ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how are you connected to the music scene in Iceland? I mean, there are so many nice bands over there. For example, the Vintage Caravan, just to mention one, it's an extraordinary rock band.
I think I know them. I think my sister is friends with them.
Oh, okay.
It's such a small scene. Like, Iceland is really funny that way. It's like everyone knows each other, and everyone... It's like... It is such a small scene, and it's like there's no money in it. There's no like profit or whatever. So it's just like people making stuff for each other, because it's such a small market or whatever. It's really interesting, and everyone like works together in that regard.
And what's the difference to Berlin?
Probably just the size, I guess. I mean, I really don't know much about the Berlin music scene. I have yet to find out. Maybe I'll come back when I get a new record and I'll let you know.
Do you already know which one is your next single? Let me guess. Maybe it's Burned My Lungs. So it's quite a good song.
Oh, thanks. No, I think we actually have just done like two singles for the record. And then we released Walking by the River last Friday. Mm-hmm. For now, at least, we're not planning any more singles. But yeah, I guess everything is a single today.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Let's talk about your gig next Friday in Außer Club here in Berlin. Yeah. Will it be a full band show or just you?
Yeah. It will be a full band show. I'm going on the release day of the record. We start this 23-date tour with a full band, and we're coming to Berlin. Yeah, on the 30th at Auster Club for small sessions.
Yeah. And who's going to play the French?
French horn.
Oh, French horn in the cello.
Oh my! I wish I had a budget for a French horn player. I wish.
Also ein französisches Hörnchen wird es dann nicht zu geben sehen bei dieser Show. Wir präsentieren euch wieder die Small Sessions, diesmal mit Manny Orason im Außerclub nächsten Freitag. Thank you very much, Manny. Much fun on the road and a nice record release day on Friday.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. So we're gonna listen to another song, Manny Orason auf Lux FM, jetzt mit Your Acting Like a Fool. Oh, yeah.